Hello, everyone. I would like to welcome you back to the Virtual Conquest podcast. This time we will be doing another side story about confidence, but it will be an interview with a special guest, Steve Briner. Steve is also an entrepreneur who has been spreading his motivational speeches and positivity for years now. So, Steve, why don't we start off first and have you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, well, I'm a 58-year-old grandpa, husband, and father to wonderful family. I love them all. I've been in lots of different sales positions throughout my life, starting in travel at a travel agency for years, then in the car business, and then I got in the jewelry business. And actually, in the car business is what started me out on my inspirational and motivational speaking and encouraging people, because on Saturdays we did sales meetings and we kind of had to build confidence and get each other pumped up and ready for the busy day.
Really? That's actually kind of cool. I think the only job that I worked at that kind of did that was when I worked at Shane Company, which is also in the jewelry business, but they kind of did a little bit of confidence boosting during that time there as well. But that's interesting that the car business is where all of that kind of started. And I was actually going to, my first question that I was going to ask you was how exactly did you get into this lifestyle of wanting to become a motivational speech person? I guess you maybe can, you can elaborate a little bit more on that. So you said that it started off in the car industry, but what made you really want to take it further than that?
Well, how it really happened, it's kind of funny, but I was working in an Infinity store, and there I was the finance manager, and we got a new general manager, and he, for about a month or so, kind of watched how everything worked, and he asked me to dinner one night, and we went to dinner, and he asked me if I was in charge, what would I do? And I gave him all my ideas, and the next day he fired the sales manager and made me sales manager.
Wow. So he was testing you.
Oh yeah. So all of a sudden, all these ideas that I just theoretically gave him, all of a sudden I was put on the spot and I had to do, you know, what I said. And a lot of it had to do with inspiring the team, getting them going. So I put myself in a situation where I had to turn things around and change the culture and the environment. So I was kind of put in that position, and that's how it all started, really.
That is awesome. That is an awesome story. So from that there, you know, you do, you know, some of your stuff that you kind of help me out through work too as well, but it kind of explain to us what it is you exactly do right now.
Well, I do everything from writing a blog weekly. I do a Sunday night call every week, which is a motivational call. I'm actually in the process, funny thing you asked, turning that into a podcast call. I'm writing a book. I have some guys that I meet once a week that I kind of mentor, and we go through different books. It's called masterminding. When you read a couple chapters in a book and then you talk about it and you bounce ideas and you look at different angles from things, but it's the different books we look at are business oriented, leadership oriented, confidence, those types of books, self-help books. The book we're reading right now is actually called Crushing It. And it's it has a lot to do with, getting your name and your brand out there on social media, all the different platforms.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're a lot more of a busy man than you seem when we're together at work. I really know you do all of those things, you know, outside of work. But I mean, that's all of that is awesome there. So as you have been, you know, going on doing this, continuing your journey with all of your, you know, your calls and writing your blogs. And, you know, I'm sure you preach certain things to people in day-to-day life. Can you really say how much maybe you have positively affected people, you know, going on throughout this journey? Has it been like, a, you know, a few people that you can remember? Has it been maybe like groups of people, or maybe it's so many people that you've, you know, so many hearts that you've touched that you can't even actually remember how many people you've really helped?
Well, not as many as I would like would be my first question, my first answer, because I would like to help a lot more. I have, you know, spoken to some football teams and groups. And when I speak to groups of people, I don't know how many people I actually affect, but I like to try to ask questions like my dad used to ask me, to make people think and to make them hopefully decide to change or to do something different. My goal is really to be a great encourager, to encourage people to do things. And I do know for a fact, there's a few people that I've helped that were right on the fence of thinking about doing something. And I just kind of gave them that nudge. I maybe even gave you a little bit of nudge to do what you're doing. But I have a person who's a wonderful photographer, and she does a wonderful job. And she was thinking about doing it and kind of did a little bit on the side. And I just kind of pushed her over the edge to do it. But really, it's each person has it within in themselves already. They just need a little encouragement, a little guidance, a little, you know, instruction to build a little confidence, really, and just take the risk.
Right. And I definitely truly believe that, honestly, that everybody has that inside of them. But sometimes people just need that extra little push, just like you said, you know, to kind of help them through. Same thing with the photographer, things that you've helped me out with work, maybe some of the people that you helped inspired in the, you know, coaching groups that you did. I mean, everybody can always use just a little bit more to kind of help them out through that there. So I know that I have personally been to one of your events, but is that something that you do often, as where you create these events for people to come to so that you can speak to them and kind of build their confidence and give them a little bit more positivity in their life?
Again, my answer is I would like to do it a lot more. I usually do one of those a year. I try to do one or two a year. And then speaking to different groups that are already, you know, like a business. Like, for instance, I spoke to a group of realtors to try to inspire them a little bit to, you know, I really talk to the owners and see what they want, what direction they want me to go in. But I really like to, you know, have, it's a little easier when the group's already established, because it's easy to just go in and do the talk. The toughest part is really getting the people to the talk, the marketing, the getting, just like trying to get people to listen to what we're saying tonight. So many people are so comfortable where they are and they think they're doing okay. And, you know, they have a hard day at work and they go home and they don't feel like doing anything but just vegging on the couch and watching TV. But if they do that and then they do it again the next day, they're going to find out in 10, 15, 20 years, they didn't do anything they really wanted to do. And I guess, you know, I feel like sometimes, you know, I'm 58 years old now. I wish I would have started doing this 30 years ago. And of course, that's an excuse. But so that's why I really like to encourage young people to get off the couch and start doing what they want to do.
And even with that, though, you realizing that and making that choice has impacted probably more lives than what you think, because you're taking the knowledge that you have now and passing it on to these people, you know, helping them realize that don't be afraid, don't wait so long to achieve these dreams that you want to do, because they may be more achievable than you really think. But if you're just not going to do them, you know, you're never going to know. And then you're going to wish to yourself that you wish that you would have tried, or, you know, maybe done something differently in life when all you needed was just that little extra nudge to kind of help you go out there. So in the word confidence itself, what does that really mean for you? Just the actual word confidence itself.
Confidence is something that comes from the inside, really. It's how you feel about yourself. And, I think that we all have more confidence about some things than we do others. And it really has a lot to do with your experiences. And if you do something over and over and over, you gain more and more confidence. I mean, even speaking, when I get up in front of a crowd, the more I do it, the better I get at it, the more confident I get at it, the better I feel about it. I'm my biggest critic, so I'm, very critical. But confidence comes from the inside, but you can develop it by taking action and trying new things. You just have to be able to forgive yourself when they screw up,
which a lot of people do not do.
Well, so many people, they're afraid to screw up. But if you think about it, you have to be bad before you can get good.
Yes. And I 100% agree with you when people are just afraid to take that first step because they are afraid of failure, or they feel like everything they have to do has to be complete perfection, and that hinders them more than it does good. And I was actually listening to another podcast from another lady, and she said that if you take all the time to make something perfect and perfect to your standards, and then you finally release it, whatever that piece of content, whatever that advice, whatever it is, then you've already waited too long to do that, because it's just, you should have done it way before. It's okay to take the loss or the failure, because that is how you grow as a person. You're never going to learn anything from being perfect at all.
That's right. And that's actually why I started doing my podcast before I was ready, because you shared with me that piece of advice. So I think encouragement goes, from a lot of people. Positive people can help positive people. And it's great to have a mentor or somebody that you can look up to. And I think people can mentor each other and encourage each other, and it helps build your confidence. But you got to get out there and take that chance, that leap. So many of us are afraid, and I have fears too, but sometimes you just got to just do it. And if you feel better about yourself, I tell people the best thing, as far as I'm concerned, to start building more confidence is to feel better about yourself. And you can do that by, exercising and eating right, getting plenty of sleep, asking good questions, listening to other people. You build confidence by, when you look good, you dress better. I had a boss one time that told me that her best piece of advice was dress like the position you want to have. So if you want to be the manager, don't dress like a worker, dress real sharp like the manager. So it helps you feel a little bit better from yourself, even though it's external. You have to convince that internal, your mind, to be positive and confident. And we don't all, and it's not a perfect science, and nobody's confident all the time. I tell that every single person in the world is better than me, and I'm better than every person in the world also at something. So it's, but when you get down to brass tacks or whatever, we're all the same. And if we're all in a room without any clothes on, we'd all be just laughing at each other and realizing that, we're all more the same than we are different.
Yes. Yes. And so with your Sunday night calls, and I know that you have, your own website, which, by the way, you can, tell us what the website is so we can go to that there. But when would someone be, or how, when and how would someone be able to kind of find you, either through like your Sunday night calls or even through your website too, as well, to maybe get some more advice and maybe even participate in some of your calls that you're soon going to be turning into podcasts?
Well, my website is leave, L-E-A-V-E dash doubt, D-O-U-B-T dash. Whoops, leave no doubt. I forgot the no.
I was like, wasn't there a no in there?
You know, I'm not reading it. So, and when I have to remember to put the dashes in there, that's what messes me up, because I couldn't just get leavenodoubt.com. So I had to do the leave and then dash no dash dot doubt.com. But if you want to Google Leave No Doubt or Bing Leave No Doubt or Yahoo Leave No Doubt, I am on the first page, a little ways down. It took me a while to get there, but you can hit my website. And actually on my second, one of my pages is titled Events. And you can go to that page. It's tells when my podcasts go out. It tells how to access my Sunday night calls. There's actually a few Sunday night call samples on there. That's where I put when I'm going to have a speaking event or you know, whatever I'm planning on doing and getting ready to do.
Awesome. Awesome. So once again, everyone, that is leave-no-doubt. .com on that there. And it's as simple as typing that in or just going on to Google and that's on the first page, which is awesome, by the way. It's hard to get on that first page. You know, usually when someone's looking for something and they're trying to find it, it's that first page or they're not going to keep searching for that there. So one last thing, Steve, if you could leave us with maybe if it's just one piece of advice or just some advice of something to help someone build confidence within themselves.
Well, I would, if I could give one piece of advice that could really, I'd like to give you a bunch of pieces, but one piece of advice that would really turn yourself around and, you know, is to find somebody that's doing something that you want to do, but further along, and asking them questions of how they got there and learning from them. It's a great, you know, finding a mentor, so to speak. And you're doing that a little bit by listening to people that do podcasts that, you know, have recommendations. So you can even have a mentor by reading a book. So if there's somebody that's successful that's does something and there's a biography about that person, you can learn. You don't have to actually speak to that person, but you can learn and almost be a mentee by reading some of their books and learning from them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for being here for this interview, even though obviously you didn't have to, but you did. And I cannot thank you enough for that there. Also, besides just Virtual Conquest Patreon, Steve also has his own Patreon too, as well, which I believe that is that same thing. Leave No Doubt at Patreon. Yep.
Yep, just leave no doubt. No dashes. So
just leave no doubt at patreon.com. You can find Steve on there the same way that you can find Virtual Conquest. Actually, if you go to either one of our pages on there, you will see that we are both supporters of each other. So it's an easy way to kind of go between both of the pages. So you can learn more about him, see what he's offering for people that are patrons of him. And also, once again, get on that Sunday night call or go to his website to get more information and learn how to build some more awesome, positive reinforcements for yourself and build that confidence to do the things that you may be afraid for doing for yourself. But thank you again for listening to the Virtual Conquest Podcast. There, if you are one of a Patreon of ours, you get to listen to all of our episodes early before anyone else. But remember, confidence comes from within yourself. And if you believe it, then you can achieve it.